Happy Feast of the Divine Mercy Sunday to all of you. And we also celebrate our second Sunday of Easter. And today the focus is about mercy. When this topic of mercy is discussed, one of the stories that I recall is when I was in second grade, my cousin, who was very good to me, lent me his Viewmaster. Maybe some of you here know that what it is. Okay, maybe you just revealed what your age is. Huh? It is like a binocular that you use to see to view films in a disc, right? And I really enjoyed playing it. So this was the time when there was no internet yet, there was no computer to play with, and there were only like a few video games. So we only had simple things to play with and to entertain ourselves with, right? And as I was playing with this, viewing a story from this disc, I noticed that one of the discs had a blur. It had a dirt. So I pulled it out and wiped it with my shirt. And I didn't know that those discs were so delicate and was so fragile. And what I did was when I wiped it is I scratched the disc. So I panicked because it wasn't lent to me. It was lent to me in a good condition. And it was just for me to just give it back to my cousin in the way it was lent to me. But now it was scratched. So I had to think for myself, I don't have money to pay for this, so let me wipe it again, but it just worsened the scratch. So I thought and I thought of an idea to remedy this problem. And then a great idea came up in my mind. I said to myself, you know what? I think I should pray. So what I did is I hung this disc on below this picture of the Holy Family and prayed that God will fix the disc and remove the scratch. And after a few minutes, I even closed my eyes, I remember. And I looked at the disc, and lo and behold, the disc was still scratched. And so I said to myself, more faith, more faith, more faith. I was going to school at that time. So I went to school and I told myself, okay, let me go to school. I know that Jesus needs more time to fix the disc. So I'll just go. And when I come back, I know that everything will be okay. You know, if he can move mountains, he can fix this disc of my cousin. So I went to school, went back, and I was like very enthusiastic. I know Jesus will fix this disc. Again, lo and behold, when I looked at the disc, it wasn't fixed. It still was scratched. So I wasn't really left with any options, right? So I went to my cousin. When my cousin came back a few days after, so he came back and I just became honest to him. Cousin, his name is Robert. He's not going to be here, so I just mentioned his name. I said to him, sorry, I borrowed your Viewmaster. It was a beautiful toy. I really enjoyed it, but I scratched it. I did everything I can. I wiped it. And I didn't say I would pray for it, but because you might think I was crazy. I did everything I can, but it was still scratched. It's still scratched right now. And he said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, it's just a toy. You know, and then you can just see from there that he values our relationship more than the toy. And from this experience, it was an early experience of mercy for me. It was a simple experience, but at a very young age, these are one of the times when I experienced mercy. And I know that many of you here have experienced mercy when you were young, right? That's when you started to experience mercy. I remember when I talked to about mercy and justice to parents and kids at one of the catechism class, one of the kids blurted out, is it just that my parents don't pay me for me taking out the trash and doing chores in my house, in our house? And then the mother, who was just beside the kid, said, trust me, you wouldn't want me to deal with you with pure justice. And I think she's right. Huh? I think if parents dealt with their kids with pure justice, then we would have a large case of homelessness. Kids being homeless roaming around the streets. We cannot live with justice. This is a reality that we gradually understand as we grow. And yes, justice aims to restore things that we owe and to heal the injury that we inflicted. But the purpose of justice is to restore relationships. But sometimes the consequences of our actions becomes too much for us to repair. just in the system of justice. So we heard some people say, I hate you because you did this to me. I can never forgive you. You will never ever be able to correct what you did in my life. And this is why we need mercy. We need mercy of the people who are around us, and most especially, we need the mercy of God to have mercy on us, because often, someone needs to go beyond justice to restore our relationship with one another. And this is what we learn from our gospel today. While the doors were locked, where the disciples were, they were together. They were very afraid. And then all of a sudden, the resurrected Christ showed to them, appeared to them. So this was a few days ago before this happened. What happened? The apostles, the disciples just abandoned Jesus. They left Jesus alone to be crucified, to be taken away from them. And now Jesus appeared to them. And what did Jesus say? Did he point finger at them? Oh, you left me. Oh, I remember you. You left me when I was praying in the garden. And you stabbed or you cut a person's ear, but eventually you still left. Did he say those things to them? He didn't, right? What did he say? Jesus was aware that the circumstance was beyond the power of the apostles to correct. Justice has its limits. Sometimes our sins are beyond us. The consequences of our sins are beyond us. And this is why Jesus had to show mercy to the apostles and to the disciples. And he showed mercy with these words. He said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." So out of the mercy of Jesus, he gave them his peace, not just to forget the offenses that they did. This peace that was offered to them out of his mercy is not just an absence of noise or chaos. The peace that Christ was offering to them is the restoration of our friendship. It is that love that goes beyond the system of justice, because God is a God of mercy. Our Father in heaven is merciful, and he wants to relate to us as his children. We might say that, you know, if we were at that time and we were in the shoes of the disciples, we might say, oh, I would have never done that. I would never betray Christ. I would never have abandoned Christ. I would have never sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But you know, every time you commit sin, every time you give in to your own selfishness, every time you prioritize material things, you crucify Jesus anew in your hearts. And you hold Jesus up in contempt. That is why all of us who are sinners are in need, in grave need, of God's mercy. We are in need of Jesus' mercy. And this is the core of the message of the gospel. The core of the gospel is about mercy. And this message shines very clearly when we look at Jesus on the cross. Because at the cross, it is the fullness of the revelation of who God is. The fullness of his justice, but also the fullness of his mercy and the fullness of his love for us. And this is why Pope Francis, when he named his book, The Name of God is Mercy. Because the face of God is mercy. And this is what he revealed to us in the Old Testament, and more clearly in the New Testament. And because we are made in the image and likeness of God, then all of us are also called to be God's vessels of mercy. And we should bring this mercy not only to our friends, to our families, and to those who are close to us, and to those who are easy to accompany, but we should show this mercy, most especially to those who have injured us, for those who have wronged us. And this is the focus, one of the focus of our parish, to have mercy to those who have inflicted injury and for those who have wronged us. So as we continue our celebration, let us ask God to be that vessel of mercy for others. It's going to be hard. I know that these days, with a lot of terrorist things that are going on, a lot of killings and a lot of selfishness and self-centeredness that is going on, it will be hard for us to show mercy to others. But God has shown mercy to us, And God promised to give the grace for us to carry out this mission, to be vessels of mercy to others, so we can restore our relationship with God and we can restore our relationship with our brothers and sisters.